7. David's Daily Devotional.
This is a really hard word to bring. I cannot tell you how difficult it is, but I felt I needed to bring this word. And I wanted to bring this word from John, the 5th chapter, and verse 30. And while I was doing this, and when I had made the decision to do just that and to bring this word, the Lord popped this verse straight into my head, and it's Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say that with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, amen and amen. Jesus was being attacked by the Jewish leaders. They were finding ways of trying to kill him. They were thinking of ways that they could bring him to justice and to end his life because they were fed up with him. They said, for he had not only broken the Sabbath, he'd called God his Father, thereby making himself equal with God. That's what Jesus did. And he told the truth. Jesus explained, this is verse 19. I tell you the truth, the Son of Man can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. In fact, the Father will show him how to do even greater works than healing this man. Then you will truly be astonished. For just as the Father gives life to those he raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants. Then Jesus says this in verse 24. It's amazing. He says, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life. Are you hearing this message? This is Jesus talking. This is my Jesus talking. He says in verse 30, and this is what I want to bring today. He says this, I can do nothing on my own. I judge as God tells me. Therefore, my judgment is just, because I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my own will. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was praying to his Father, to his daddy. And he said to him, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to drink its poison. And then he said, not my will, but your will be done. You see, beloved, it's not about our will. It's about the Lord's will. I was bringing the broadcast today, and I looked at the number of people that I thought were listening to the broadcast, and I thought, why is it so low today? Why are the numbers down? And then I thought, they should be listening. They should be listening. And then I started to get upset. So I spoke to my PA. and she said something astonishing to me. I said to her, "Is this ego?" And she said, "Yes, it is. And it comes from the pit of hell." She says it's a satanic attack. And I thought, oh my word. And I thought all ego was done with me. I thought it was all done with me. But it appears that it rears its ugly head now and again. And I come before you and I confess this. And I say, there should be no ego in my life because it's all about the will of my Father. It is not about my will, but His will. If He wants 5 million people to listen to this broadcast, that is what will happen. And if He wants 5 people to listen to this broadcast, that is what will happen, because it's the will of the Father and not my will. We do what we are told to do, and that is why we do it. So I say in Jesus' name that it is this ego, be gone. This ego, be gone in Jesus' name. Beloved, do you suffer from that as well? Do you feel in your own life that now and again ego rears its ugly head and you begin to think more of yourself than you ought? Well, at the end of this daily devotional, we are going to pray and we are going to get rid of this. Because, beloved, what we do with our lives is all about the Father and not us. Over the last few weeks, I've been speaking to various people. And each time this has happened over the last couple weeks, I've been speaking to someone thinking, I am able to help this person. Why? Because I'm me. I'm able to help this person. So here we go. Let me try and help. And I try so hard. And I get nowhere. And today, the penny has dropped. I was doing that purely and simply from an egotistical point of view, thinking I am me and therefore I can help. No, I can't. I can't help anyone unless my Father in heaven wants me to help them. And then if He does, He then gives me the words to say to that person. And those words are so wise that they couldn't possibly come from me. And then I know that it's not me, it's my Lord. And that is what happens to us, beloved. We get so caught up in things and we think, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem at all. And we do it in our own strength and we fall flat on our faces. This is what has been happening to me. I have been doing things over the last few weeks in my own strength. And that strength was not good enough. Because it was my strength and not my Father in heaven. I spoke to a friend of mine and said, why can't I get through? And this friend of mine said to me, because you are not equipped. That is not your calling. That is not what you are supposed to be doing. What you are supposed to be doing, David, is telling the Father's people about His love, taking the world the message of God's love through the power of media. That is what I am commissioned to do. And every time I slip out of that, every time I step out of that, I step out of God's anointing and I come crashing down. Beloved, we are to listen to what the Father tells us. We are to listen to what He says to us in our hearts and in our minds. And the only way that we can possibly doing that is by having a communication with God Almighty. The only way we can do that is by worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. The only way we can do that is through this communication and through prayer and through worship and through adoration and spending time in the presence of Almighty God, and finally, by reading His Word. That is the way we do it. We read His Word as we are doing right now. John, the 5th chapter, and verse 30 says, I can do nothing on my own. Say that. I can do nothing on my own. Beloved, I can do nothing on my own. I cannot. And then Jesus goes on to say this. He says, I judge as God tells me. You see, because God, Heavenly Father, gave Jesus the permission to judge. That was the commission He gave Him, to judge, along with the rest of what He tells Him. But He gave Him permission to judge. And so therefore Jesus said, I judge as the Father tells me to judge. Therefore my judgment is just, because He listens to what His daddy says when He's judging. But look back at verse 24 and see what He says about judgment. He says this, I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. If you are listening to the message of Jesus and you believe that He is the Son of God, and He is part of the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus says they will never be condemned for their sins. That means, beloved, if you believe in the one who sent, if you believe in the one who was sent, then you are not going to be judged. Because Jesus says, you have already passed from death into life, and therefore you cannot be judged. Jesus was sent by Almighty God. Then Jesus says, therefore my judgment is just, because I carry out the will of the one who sent me, not my will. And from now on, I will carry out the will of my Father, because He is the one who commissioned me. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for everyone listening to this broadcast who has a problem with ego, as I do. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You rid us from that right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, pour Your love into our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And amen.
This is my prayer, an offering of love, rising to You, my Lord. All of my thoughts, my fears and anxious ways, I give to You. I know that trusting means letting go. Give me the courage to get out of the boat and walk upon the rolling sea, as I look to You and away from me. So here I am in all my contradictions, afraid to live from the source of my convictions, all the plans I've made and the masks I've worn count for nothing before You. I'm just a beggar standing at Your door, in need of some love, in need of some warm love. Be my God, strengthen me, let me lay my weary head against You. This is my prayer, an offering of love.